You're listening to ABC Radio Perth
with Gillian O'Shaughnessy.
It's one of those great experiences. I mean, I love every day that I'm in the water with these magnificent creatures, but to come across sort of an old friend almost, because he was, that you've seen many years before. And this was when I saw this fella. He was early on in my research into the whale sharks. Only started in 1995. So when I first saw him, he was in 1996. He's been seen several times since, but to see him the other day and to see how big he's grown, and he's obviously been a busy boy, hopefully reproducing with many other sharks out in the deep blue, because he's a very big mature male.
How big?
It's only an estimate, but he was every bit of 10 metres. I think he was 10 or 10 and a half metres in length. And it's not only the length, it's just huge. I mean, it's a bus, but it's the girth, it's the width. I mean, he was wider than the boat I was on almost, you know. So it's an amazing, amazing sight to be in the water alongside such a leviathan.
Interesting, Brad, as well, that you can tell the difference from one whale shark to another. How do you do that?
Well, it's something that I sort of cut my teeth on years ago. We developed a means to identify the individuals through their amazing pattern of spots and stripes on their skin. They really are quite magnificent to see in the water, the patterning of these beautiful white spots against a sort of a grey-blue background. Those spots are in such a sort of arranged in such a way that from birth, but they are like a fingerprint, unique to each individual animal. So, and they don't change over time. So that's sort of where my early research began, was to work at a way of identifying and monitoring this species, and then it's just gone global, and it's continued to this day, which allows us to re-sight old sharks, but also potentially identify new ones that we've never seen before.
What do we know about how long the whale shark can live, Brad?
Well, back then when I first saw him in 96, and I've seen a lot of whale sharks over the... I mean, we did a paper last year where I'd seen another couple of whale sharks that have been seen for over two decades as well. But back this fella back then, he was about 8 metres, and I would assume that he'd be 25 years old, 30 years ago old. We're not absolutely sure of their, you know, their growth rate and how old they are, but best estimates, 25 to 30 years back then. And obviously that was more than two decades ago, so he's almost 50 now. And you can probably... There's been some studies done overseas to suggest their longevity, and the best guess, I think, is a minimum of 80 years, but potentially up to 100, I'd say.
How elusive are whale sharks?
Yeah, no, they are quite elusive. I mean, we do get to see them at Ningaloo at this time every year. It's, you know, the best place in the world, I'd argue, to find whale sharks, to swim with them as a tourist, but as a researcher, to actually do work on them. And we've been doing some satellite tracking work, and over recent years, where we put satellite tags on the dorsal fin of the whale sharks and see where they're moving to and from. A lot of work's been done on that. We've got a PhD student, Sam Reynolds, who's really getting some great results from the previous or the current research we're doing. But we've found a lot of the whale sharks at Ningaloo are sort of immature boys, mostly male and mostly young male. And so they tend to be staying along the WA coast and not really migrating or moving too far. We've had some go down to Shark Bay. We've even had up towards Indonesia. We've even had one or two go down as far as Rottnest Island, which is pretty unheard of. But as far as going long distances, you know, across the Indian Ocean or to other countries, it's been elusive. And I think it's because most of the ones we see or get the chance to do work on in the past have been young males, and they tend to stay close and in the safety of the coast. Whereas when they're mature, when they're both the boys and the girls, when they're ready to go and find a mate or to breed and to reproduce, I would assume they go way further offshore. But we haven't had the chance really to target those animals very much. And that's what we're looking to do in the future, is we're looking for to build a program where we can concentrate on the large males and the few big females we ever see, and see if we can track where they're going and identify where, in fact, that elusive breeding ground for this endangered species really is.
Well, it makes it more unusual that you spot AO30 if he's a bit of an old man anyway, yeah. Comparatively, Brad, that yeah. he's back in the area that generally attracts the young blokes.
Yeah, well, the thing is, with Ningaloo, it obviously attracts the younger ones and the smaller sharks, and they probably build up their strength and their size before they go on larger migrations. But it's still a fantastic part of the world, the Ningaloo Reef, and it's a really, really productive part of the West Australian or the Australian coastline. So whale sharks are, you know, they're a filter feeder. They're a big animal, but they've got to eat a lot. And so they're seeking out areas that have high productivity or pulse, you know, a pulse of high productivity. And that seems to be the Ningaloo region, you know, between sort of April and July, August. It seems to be a lot of food in the area, and it's just a great feeding place. You know, even A030, who is a big boy, and he's obviously been offshore or wherever and mated previously, but he's coming back to the larder. I mean, there's such a big food place, great place, the Ningaloo Reef. So he's come back, but it's where they go that's the big elusive question, and we're hoping to get the resources to build that for that program in next year. So we'll see how we go. It's a bit of a struggle to get the funding, but we'll keep fighting for it.
Absolutely. What do we know about why whale sharks are endangered and how the numbers are doing? Is it getting better or worse, Brad?
Yeah, well, the thing is with, you know, globally, unfortunately, whale sharks are endangered. I was a co-author of the review 2 years ago that actually changed the global conservation status from vulnerable, which was still bad enough, but they've now gone to endangered. Now, we're doing the righty by things at Ningaloo, and you know, the whale sharks are in good nick there. It's just that in some other parts of the world, there's still a bit of hunting going on, unfortunately, and there's still some you know, questionable management practices. The thing is, because these are so long lived and slow to mature and to produce, it'll take a while for the many years for this species to recover, if at all. But at least we're leading the way in Australia, and you know, it's important that we show that to the rest of the world.
Now, before I let you go, Brad, just for those who have not been swimming with whale sharks, which includes myself, can you just take us there to that incredible moment?
Well, you have to get up there and experience it for yourself, Jill, because it is an amazing thing. But I've done it hundreds of times, probably thousands of times in the water, and I can be honest and say that it's still amazing each time I get in the water to have this. You know, you're in the deep blue. Sometimes you might be in 60 meters of water, but all fear goes aside because you jump in the expectation, and then to actually be looking in the deep blue, because you drop sort of the tour operators put you in the water in front of the direction of the shark swimming, and then put your head in the water, look, and then all of a sudden this massive creature is coming at you, perfectly gentle and perfectly, you know, not dangerous, but coming towards you, and you're just sort of in a bit of awe. So you swim, you sort of, after you catch your breath, you swim alongside, and you're just in just a really relaxed sort of situation, just swimming alongside something that's alive, that's wild, and it's, you know, 3 metres away from you. It's pretty amazing.